What is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to another episode of Opposition Views. A couple weeks ago, I had Anthony Koutafidis in the lead up to Carlton, but I think this is a bigger get, a huge get. Brodin Kelly from Arnie Donna and the Footy Podcast. How are you going, mate?
Oh my God, you got Kuda? That's so impressive, man. Like, we can talk about Souvlaki Hut if you want, man.
I worked there for 2 years. I told him that as well. So,
did you get paid okay and everything? It wasn't dodgy or anything?
Yeah. It wasn't the dude from MasterChef didn't own it, so I got paid. I got to meet the gorilla from the ads as well, which was pretty cool.
I was about to ask about that goddamn gorilla. That was incredible, man. How long was that? What era were you working at it, Luke?
When it first opened up. So I was just out of high school, so maybe 2011, 2012, I think.
When Kuda was king, mate.
When Kuda was king, and when those chips were everything. I told him were that they? As well. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The
bit of feta going on there.
Feta, the chicken salt as well. Just never been able to match it. I've never been able to match it again. And kids ate free as well, so you couldn't get much better than Souvlaki Hut back in the day.
Man, that was when Kuda was king, but now the pies are king, mate. Congratulations.
Oh, no, it's thank you. So much.
11-1. Can you believe it?
I can't. Holy I hell. Absolutely can't. I can't, man. It's been a bit of a wild year, especially with, I thought last year was wild, but we were 11-1. But you guys, you've been there. You've been at that top of the mountain. You guys were 10-1 last year after 11 rounds. What kind of advice can you give me?
Enjoy it while it lasts. Is what I'll say. I think since this time last year when Frio toppled us. I think we're almost 50-50 on wins now or something incredible.
Yep.
It's so funny seeing the way you guys play at the moment when just everything's working. It's when a team has confidence and is feeling good about themselves, it's just like just so incredible to watch. I feel like everything you guys do, you're just pulling off just perfectly, like handballs over the head, just whenever the run just soccering up to yourself, like everything's just working perfectly. It's the way everyone's just enjoying watching you guys play so much. It's I remember, like, when we played that grand final in 2021, I had a similar feeling where you're just like, at this moment everything is falling the right way and everything's working perfectly. Like Max Gawn, there was a run in round 23 to get us to finish on top of the ladder.
Yeah.
And Brad Close down at Skilled or whatever it was called, punches it over the bounce, like it's out of bounds. He punches it into the crowd. It's a 50 to Lever. Lever just kicks it inside. Gawn marks it and they kick after the siren to win the game. Like when you just have these moments sometimes in sport where you're like, the fact that this just happened says to me that it's our moment. And I feel like the Pies have just had so many of those this year where it's like, when you go to a Pies game at the moment, I'm sorry, I'm repeating everything that you all know, but it's you just go, the other team is up by 30 points here. It's three-quarter time. Pies have this. It's an and you haven't been able to say that at any other point with any other team in forever.
Like I said, it's a very weird feeling, and it's so different. Craig McRae has just absolutely revolutionized this this club. And you go into three quarter time, and I was watching the Carlton Western Bulldogs game, and there was probably like 6 or 7 minutes left, and I think Carlton were down by 2.5 goals, and Carlton fans were already leaving. And I thought, man, we could be 30 points down with 7.5 minutes left, and I think we were against Carlton round 23 last year, and we wouldn't leave. You wouldn't think of leaving because the belief that this club has is just absolutely incredible. And you guys on Monday go up against it. How are you feeling?
Oh, you're gonna smash us. There's no
really.
There's look, we're weird at the moment, man. Like, I sat through both games last year. The Kings was a Queen's birthday. The last Queen's birthday. Last birthday.
Year. Yep. R.I.P.
And the next game, R.I.P. Queen. R.I.P. Melbourne. And you just clinically destroyed us in the same way. I feel like we were the first victims of the what would you call yourself? Like just the Sherv, the Matt Shervington of the who's the skater who came from behind?
Oh, Bradbury. Bradbury.
Yeah, doing a Bradbury. Shervington. I don't know. but I feel like there's a chance that we get our game going towards the back end of the year and you don't really see us at our best for a little while. And even though poor old Pies are dying for that bye, I feel like you're like desperate for a little break.
We are falling over ourselves with all these sort of little niggling injuries and everyone carrying an injury. It can't come soon enough. And, you know, thankfully Kangaroos and West Coast these last couple of weeks. But yeah, Melbourne is going to be a big test. I feel like every single game is big. The Melbourne games are always big, but with the added storyline of Grundy now, it's crazy. Like obviously, I didn't want him to leave, and you can see why he was pushed out of the club. But I was reading an article that Max Gorn from his presser, and Grundy went up to him and said, "I want the first bounce." So it's going to be Grundy versus Cox. It's How absolutely fun. Crazy. What do you think of his acquisition and what he's done for you guys this year?
It's funny because Luke Jackson was in his role last year, so I feel when you watch players from other teams, you never really. It's funny you only really get their personality as a player once you actually watch them as your own player. And you value them very differently, but you would appreciate more than anyone else. His whole game is his second and third attempts. It's actually so enjoyable to watch. I'm a big Sixers fan, and I didn't really value James Harden until he played for the Sixers. And you just go, it's so enjoyable to watch this person just do this cool thing. He's not that fast. He's not the best kicker in the world. He's a great mark, but just those second and third attempts just make him. So crazy value. He's a really hard tackler. And he just seems like a good bloke too, which all you guys appreciate as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. He's pretty much like I used to call him, and a lot of Pies fans did as well. He was pretty much a seventh midfielder. He wouldn't win the tap out all the time, but as soon as it goes to ground, he was leading out clearances at the start of last year before he got injured. So he's just a tall midfielder that somehow has managed to he's tall enough to be in the rucks. You know what I mean?
What we haven't quite figured out how they should play together yet. I think statistically, I think Gorn's having his statistical worst year, and Grundy's best games were when Gorn was down with his MCL.
Yep.
So they haven't quite figured that out yet. But look, if they figure it out, fantastic. But it'll be interesting to see. They haven't had a good run at it yet, so I think it'll be a good game. I think you'll get the chocolates pretty convincingly. But it's exciting to see. Did I see Dan McStay might be back?
Yeah, McStay, Lipinski, and Elliott.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, you got Curry back. Curry back as well from that hamstring.
Yeah, Oliver's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's kind of weird. I feel like you'd have it with maybe like Pendlebury or something. Probably a closer reference would be Sidebottom at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, the game starts and you're watching it and you're like, this, everyone's here. It feels normal. And then all of a sudden you just get this vibe that something very important is missing.
Yeah.
And
we had that with when Sidebottom went down in his 300th, you could kind of just feel Marvel Stadium. It just sucked the life out of it. Especially because it was his 300th, and I'm sure Clary, what he brings, I love watching him play. Wouldn't be surprised if he's up there with Petrarca in the Brownlow somewhere up top. But look, what I actually want to pick your brain about something that you mentioned on your footy podcast, The Footy.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know what I'm going to say, but I was having a listen and your coolness factor of each team. Now, you had Collingwood pretty low, 11th, if I recall.
Yes.
So you had us with a lot of points because of Craig McRae, Nike.
Yes.
You love his puffer jacket. And then you said, and I'm not quoting because it's not the direct quote, but you said,
I probably could say, you lose points for fan base.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking to directly
fans,
now.
Most fans.
Fans.
But to your credit, you had Melbourne 12th.
Yes, you are cooler than us. It's my personal experience, because let's talk about Nike, right? Nike, you're so lucky to have Nike. They're the coolest brand. That down jacket that he wears is so good.
Yeah,
the man pulls it off so incredibly well. You just cut to this man who looks suave as F on the bench, and it's just so nice to watch. I have Collingwood trauma, Luke, because my first job when I was 18 was to work in the Melbourne Cricket Club. So I worked there from 2007 to 2013, maybe around.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, Luke, but you were very, very good then.
We were.
And I think you were like, it was Hawthorn and you, but you were, I think almost, at that point, almost more better than Hawthorn for a period there. Like before Hawthorn took off.
For 2009 to 2011, 12. And then, Hawthorn went on to win all those bloody premierships.
So for that whole period, I just have the trauma of just hearing good old Collingwood just on loop every day, all day. And then like I would catch public transport to the games and home from the games at peak hour. So I met just mountains of pisshead Pies fans at their absolute worst. Like, you know, gangs of Pies fans yelling at me about seating. And I was just like, I was just so over Collingwood by 2011. No, 2010.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
2010, right? And I wanted nothing to do with Collingwood. And then on the day of the second grand final, the replay of the grand final, they said, Broden, you've been moved. We need you to work on level B2. And I was like, B2, that's basement two. That's like, that's not where people are sitting. I was like an usher. So my job, I was like customer service. So working on the long room in the MCC or working at customer service or working on the front gates, you know, checking tickets. And they said, you're working on B2 today. We need extra people there. And I'm like, what the hell? Am I parking cars? What am I doing? Turned out my job that day on the second grand final was to make sure that everything was okay in the Collingwood change room.
Oh, no.
So for the grand final, I was bringing in champagne. I was checking tickets. I remember I was like, there's only a few vivid memories. I remember Paritia Lumumba coming down, just absolutely wrapped, like just screaming and wrapped and so happy. And I remember checking Cam Smith forced his way into the change, the Storm player.
Cam Smith,
like, was bringing in a bunch of girls. And I was like, I'm in hell. I'm actually in hell.
Oh, so, my like, God.
I have, and then also last year, like, walking out of those two games, and I want your audience to enjoy my pain, please enjoy this. But like, sold out both games, Queen's Birthday and the other one, both just, you know, full.
Yep.
And just the walk as you guys losing your minds, just fingers in the face, cop that asshole.
No.
So like, some of my best mates are Collingwood fans as well. Like, I'm good mates with Peter Hellier, and I've enjoyed seeing how happy he has been riding the experience, and it always helps meeting cool people like yourself.
Oh, thank
but
you.
You're by far nowhere near the worst. Let's from working at the MCG, famously, the security's most dreaded fan base to deal with was Richmond. Not because they fought with other team fan bases; they used to just punch on with themselves.
Why not?
Yeah, totally. You're gonna punch on with someone. May as well punch on with your own kind. But yes, would you rank yourself in the cool? And who would you rank, by the way, as the coolest and probably the least coolest?
Well, you had the Bulldogs as the coolest. I think I'd agree with you. I love that a couple weeks ago or at the start of the year, they brought back their jumper with the collar, and that was absolutely incredible. I kind of love their colors as well. Blue, red, and white, the predominantly blue jersey. That looks really good. I love anything with a collar. I'd probably, if we were counting old teams as well, I think Fitzroy is actually really cool.
Yeah, totally. Hotel in Fitzroy.
Man, that'd be so cool. But I couldn't put Brisbane up there. Where would I rank us? Non-biased.
So before you answer that, I think I said in that podcast too, I reckon you go up in my mind like eight positions if you stay at Victoria Park. Because that is such a sick ground. And I understand Westpac Centre right in the middle of the city and all the infrastructure. But Victoria Park is so cool.
Iconic. Yeah, it is. Thankfully, we get to watch the AFLW team play there. Mm. That's their home ground, which is really cool. So I never went to Victoria Park when I was younger. So I get to watch it now, get to experience it now. And it's crazy. Like, it would have been crazy in the 90s. But I'd probably rank us top 10. The black and white, the color. Well, they're not really colors. They're more shades. Not the coolest. we'll admit that. Not the coolest. Not as bad as Hawthorn's brown and gold. Yeah. You know, poo and pee pee.
Right at the bottom. I think even when they were winning every game,
Yeah.
They were not cool.
No, not at all. But so yeah, I'd go probably top 10. Coolest for me would probably be at the moment Bulldogs or maybe even Fremantle if they had kept their old Docker jersey.
Yep. If they bring that back, they go right up in the rankings for me.
Yeah, 100%. No, I definitely agree. Look, we talked about Collingwood's grand final. Let's talk about your one a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Walk us through how did you feel throughout the season? You guys were the dominant side. You peaked at exactly the right time, and you took it home against the Doggies.
It's one of the coolest things that I've ever experienced in my life, man. Like, I'm trying to think. If you were my age as a Collingwood fan, you have 2010, and you probably don't really remember the 90s ones. I imagine it would have been like just this huge drought. I don't know if you're like me, but my favorite times being a Melbourne fan, and there's many of them, is the periods where we've been violently down the bottom and like almost enjoying the optimism of building a new team. For the last 20, 25 years of my life, I've just been so invested in seeing the team grow and the new players that came in. So like to have to wait till I was, I think, 32 I'm glad I was in my 30s when it happened because I appreciated it so, so deeply.
Yeah.
And like, it was a cool grand final too, in that we started really strong. We looked really good, but then Bulldogs all of a sudden turned on and looked like they were going to win it. And then and then we got to enjoy the entire last quarter. So it was, and I'm sure Pies fans will understand as well. Like one of the best parts of winning a grand final is the next few months after it, where you just sit and watch the replay over and over again. And you just feel pure happiness. It's like, all the sadness you live through as a football fan, that moment when you win a flag, it's just so nice. And I genuinely believe that I'd be happy if I never saw one again, because I had that one, and so many people live through life without seeing one.
Well, exactly right. And like you said, you were old enough to kind of appreciate it. In 2010, I was in year 12. So I just turned 18 in July. So then, obviously in September, we won the premiership and it was amazing. But I think I'd appreciate it so much more now, not because of, the swoop loop thing that I'm doing. I'm just older and I, back then you go, oh, it'll happen again. And 2011, we kind of try to back it up and it doesn't happen. And then Buckley takes over and you go, oh, it'll happen. And now it's what, 13 years later, and you're going, it has to happen soon. It has to happen again. But, and I remember watching that Melbourne Bulldogs game, and it was phenomenal. Yeah. Cause it was very seesawing. And then that little spark happened on the boundary line with Caleb Daniel and, oh, was it Max Gorn? Was it Gorney?
Max Gorn got, biggest then, guy, littlest guy.
Yeah, and then it was bang. And then I think you guys kicked like seven straight or something ridiculous. And
I think there was the Twitter account, I think I saw, got tagged in, moments before disaster. Or, you kicked the next seven goals, I think. Yeah, there was I could almost recite to you the SEN, the Triple M, the Channel 7, all the commentary. I watched it that much. I'd love to watch one at the MCG, but I'm happy with the Optus Stadium one as well.
Yeah, of course. So what are your actual feelings for this year? So you guys are third at the moment. Like you said at the start, a bit of a seesawing rollercoaster of a year for you guys.
Yeah.
Where do you see? You guys usually peak right at the end and you kind of know when, Goodwin's kind of got you purring when you guys need to be. What are your thoughts for how the season plays out?
You know how when you go to a game and you don't as a fan. Do you remember? When you get beaten, you're like, we're hopeless, we're useless, and then you say you play Saturday, you're like, we're cooked, and then Sunday you're like, we're cooked, I'm not watching the footy anymore, and then Monday you go, oh, and you might hear a bit of, you might watch On the Couch, or you might hear Waitley or something go, ah, oh, but here's a positive, and then you go, okay,
oh, that
and
is
then
a positive,
Tuesday
yeah.
you're like. Oh yeah, no, that is a good point. And then by Thursday, you're like, oh, here we go. Teams out. We got this person back. We're feeling good again. I don't have much confidence in the team yet. Like, I haven't seen a couple of key indicators that tell me that they are properly on.
Yeah.
I think we're very predictable coaching wise, and I think we're a bit stubborn with our coaching.
Okay.
I think a lot of things could go right. I think this weekend, as David King said. We need to win if we're going to finish top four. So
yeah, yep.
it will mean that all our stars will need to turn up. And I haven't even decided if I'm going to go, man. I don't know if I can take the Pie Army if we lose.
Interesting.
I think I'm afraid. I'm afraid of you all.
you keep saying that it's going to be a big sort of a loss for you guys, but I think it'll be a lot closer than that. I think, you know, seeing what you guys, or the Carlton game, you know, last week, a good mate of mine, Jacob, who is also a big fan, he said that he reckons that the Melbourne game last week was just a bit of a dress rehearsal for the way you guys will play against Collingwood. And the speed and stuff like that. But then if you look on the other side, apparently it's going to be thunderstorms and
shootouts.
Yeah, so we like to run, and that's going to kill our run. So
I think every game we've lost, two of the three games we've lost this year have been in the wet. So avoids Gorn and Grundy, no marks. Man, that's going to be very interesting. Thunderstorms, though, it feels apropos in many ways for me.
Yeah, well, apparently that's what it's going to be. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a crazy one, mate. It's No, but look, thank you so much for jumping on. I really appreciate it. Big pleasure, fan. You've got whatever, however long you want. What do you want to plug, bud? I know you've got a bunch of things going on.
Oh man, subscribe to the Pie Army, make sure you're a member. One other thing. I used to work in the Inner Sanctum for Collingwood as well. And they used to have this like special membership where you used to be able to go down and have free party pies next to the change room. I don't know if they do Inner Sanctum anymore.
I don't know. But, that sounds good.
I just remember the Cloak family always being around. Like 400 cloaks. Like voice around. That was another just a Collingwood memory I had. I have a podcast called The Footy with Broden Kelly that I do with my mate Tom, and we talk footy. We're doing it three times a week now. We've lost our mind. So if you like footy, we made it because we were like, every footy show, every footy podcast, they fit into two categories. Like not the club ones, because I think club ones are like a very special breed.
Yeah.
But like the shows that are out there, like just talking general footy.
Everything. Yeah.
They're either by the data specialists and they can be a bit dry, or they're by the guys who like were the bullies at school, like the jocks. And I was like, I don't relate to either of these. And I bet there's a bunch of fans who like don't fall into these two categories who might like the footy. And so we're building a bit of a fan base of cool people who are the dorks from school who like the footy. So give it a listen.
No, definitely. I'll put all the links down below. But Broden, again, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate you jumping on, taking your time. And hopefully, look, if you're not going to go to the footy, at least you're going to be dry. I'm going to be absolutely poked.
Mate, absolute pleasure. Go Pies. It's going to be hard to knock you off this year. I'm glad you're all having a good time. Love Craig McRae's jacket. Oh, man, so jealous.
I'll see if I can get you one, mate, if we win.
Yeah, great, yeah.
No, thanks, Broden. Have a good one, brother.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, see you, guys. Mate. Bye.